Whatever God is, He's near. Whatever God is, He's in us. Whatever God may do for us, the main thing is He's in us. I want to say to you, I want to speak to you for a moment about why that would be so great if He doesn't do something for you also. Because that's usually the thing that we look at in personal relationships. We want somebody to do something for us. You love me? Well, fine, lend me $100. Do something about it. The moment you may profess some kind of love for your children, the next thing you know, they're sticking you for a new dress or the family sedan for the night or whatever. The love is always, in our society, a quid pro quo relationship, a this for that. You scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Don't talk to me about discipline. Don't talk to me about life. Don't tell me what to do. Just give me something. Then I'll know you love me. But people carry the same thing over to Christ. You love me? Fine. Give me something. I don't think Christ's around. He didn't give me anything. Uncle comes to visit. He doesn't bring his usual presents. So Junior goes off to his bedroom to play or outside. And Mother says, aren't you going to come and talk to Uncle? Uncle? Who's that? Never saw him. What do you mean? He's sitting in the living room. Well, he never gave me anything, see? So he's not around. He's a non-person because he didn't give me something. Well, people think that way about Christ. You know, if he doesn't give you something, he's a non-person. So you assume, and people assume, that when you come to Christ, the promise is, come to Christ. He'll straighten out your marriage. But don't put the whole thing on Jesus. Maybe you ought to just act right, you know, and then maybe you straighten your own marriage out. Behave yourself. I've told you before, Christ is the ultimate cop-out, because you can always lay it on Jesus, and if you don't have, you don't treat people right, you can always say, well, I went up to the altar and prayed, and I didn't get any different, so, you know, coming to getting Christ in you, as we shall point out, gives you the motive, the inner desire to relate properly to other people, but may not necessarily straighten out anything. As far as the externals are concerned, you may still have to pay your creditor. You may still have to be responsible for supporting your family, for one thing, for example. And a lot of people like to be very, very spiritual, because then they can be identified as the spiritual one, even though they don't get the family taken care of.